How you doing?
Couldn't be better.
We've got a hard stop at 12:15.
One of the things that Coach Belichick said this morning is that he's sure there's going to be a lot of energy in Buffalo and that you guys need to match that. I'm just curious your thoughts on how you feel you guys have done in that area in your previous games.
Yeah, it's a great environment up there. It's always a tough place to play, so we've had a lot of tough games up there over the years. I'm sure this one will be, they're playing great. There'll be a lot of energy. Coach said that, I guess, the new ownership happens this week, so they'll be pretty fired up. It'll be a great challenge for us, certainly, to go on the road in a tough place to play. Try to go out there and get a tough win.
Is there a teaching point that you guys can take from the last road game that, was there enough energy in your mind, the last time, or was it not about energy, and was it more about simply execution?
Yeah, it's going to come down to execution. You always have to bring your energy and your enthusiasm. I talked a little bit after the game about, putting it all in for just that one moment each week that you have a chance to go out there and play. So this is it's going to ultimately fall back on whether we can throw, catch, run, block, tackle, all those things that, football is really all about. Certainly having the most energy we can, enthusiasm for what we're doing doesn't hurt. I think it's a great benefit. And I think that's obviously, it was a great part of last week's win, but, we're going to have to try to duplicate that.
Sorry about that. The things that maybe weren't working before just seem to really click and work on Sunday. So what do you guys need to do just to keep that going?
Well, we got to be as consistent as we can. I think that's Coach talked this morning, just, as great as last week was, that's over. And, we got to start putting it in this week. And we've done that the last couple of days. Guys have really been trying to understand that, they have a new defensive coordinator. They got said they're playing really well. So it's just about us going out there to try to, do our best and play a lot better than we played on the road this year. Offensively, we got to get out there and we got to start well and try to play from ahead. That was a great thing the other night that we got a chance to do, is finally play with the lead. And, we got to be able to do that again this week.
Does their consistency start with you, do you think?
Sorry?
Does that consistency start with you offensively?
Yeah, I think, offensive football is everybody. If, it's the quarterback, it's all the positions. It's certainly that's the one I focus on because that's what my job is, and that's nobody could do that for me. So I'm going to try to do that as best I possibly can.
How big a role does a former coach and a former player there? Talking about Pepper and Brandon Spice,
yep.
Obviously Jim Schwartz, who has coached against you in the past,
yep.
And has experience with Bill. How much do you take into account their presence as you guys put together a game plan?
Yeah, they obviously know what we're doing. I'm sure they have some calls and some things that we like to do. They know our style, and Brandon's practiced against us for a lot of years. So, and Pepper's obviously been here a lot of years, and Coach Schwartz, coached with Coach Belichick, so. There's a lot of familiarity, I think, from both sides. And
you let that enter in, that they know what we know, what they know, and then start trying to trick, or do you just do what would work?
I think we're just going to try to do what we think is best and what works. And, it's our communication is going to be most important. Brandon's in a different scheme, but, we know what his strengths are as a player. There's a lot of them. He covers a lot of ground. He's, rangy. He's big, he's physical. I mean, it's, he's got those guys playing really well. He's a signal caller for them. He's a captain, so.
Pepper would have been in enough meetings where you can say, well, they don't really like when this happens. They don't really like
absolutely.
When that happens.
Yep.
So you're going to have to chess match over the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to prepare for those things. And certainly, Pepper's been in a lot of meetings where talked about our offense and the things that, we'd like to do or don't like to do. I think this defense presents a lot of challenges. I think they one of the best defenses in the NFL. I mean, they're sacking the quarterback more than any other team. They're high in every defensive statistical category. They play really well at home. So they're real good.
Tom, what needs to happen for you guys to pick it up in the red zone?
I think it's just, it comes kind of back to our execution. And so we have a good opportunity to make the plays down there. We just haven't done a great job of doing it. So, it's all of us. I don't think it's really one particular thing or person, or I think it's just all of us having to better understanding of the little things that ultimately end up being big things.
Tom, what sets up the offense better? Is it when you're running the ball to set up kind of the passing attack, or the opposite way?
I think both. At different times, you're going to go into each game with sometimes a different kind of philosophy on how you want to attack them. Some weeks it's, look, we're going to throw it more and see if they can cover us, and ultimately it leads to maybe more space in a run game. Sometimes it's, we're going to try to pound it up there and get them to start playing the run and then exploit that. So it's all a matter of a game plan thing and what we think, we need to do to win. Sometimes, you always want to be able to do both. I don't think you ever want to go into a game and say, look, we're not going to run it much, although we've done that a few times over the course of my career. A lot of times we've said, we need to go in there and run it a bunch and control the tempo. And that's, there's no better way to do that than running the ball.
When you were talking to Dubray on Monday night, you said your confidence never wavers. When things aren't going your way, what allows you to keep that confidence, maintain that level of, I believe that I'm going to do it on the next throw. We're going to do it on the next play.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of experience. So I think you fall back on that and trust in your players that you play with, your coaches, and everyone trusting each other to do the right thing and to try to do it on a consistent basis. So, it's still really early in the year. It's only 5 games. The whole season's going to be decided from this point on. We're playing a team that's got off to a great start. That's always tough to play at home. That's playing really well. So there's a great defense and a pass rush. So we're going to have to be at our best. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for our team, and hopefully we can put it together for 4 quarters. Thanks, guys.